Gracious God, you are holy and you are whole. In spite of the brokenness in our world, through your word, make us whole this day and remind us of our holiness. Amen. Every time I now read or hear about that time in Scripture when the disciples are the people in Jesus' day, we're commenting upon the magnificence of the temple in Jerusalem, how it was built with such large stones and how it was adorned. The stones you see on the screen are small compared to the stones that the Jerusalem temple sat on, which you can still see the foundational stones if you go there today. Every time I hear Jesus respond then to those comments by saying, as for these things that you see, the days will come when not one stone will be left upon another. All will be thrown down. Every time this scripture is read, I now think of September 11th, 2001. Perhaps many of you, like me, whether you saw it in real time or in video footage after the fact, will never forget the sight of the twin towers of the World Trade Center collapsing in upon themselves in a matter of minutes. One would never have thought, would never have known, would never have conceived that such architectural wonders, products of superb design, careful engineering, strong steel, and solid foundations, would have had a margin of error making them vulnerable to the equally superb planning of human malice. Jesus says, as for these things you see, we have seen and continue to see many things that we think are so strong, surely they must be indestructible. Or we mistakenly think that strength lies only in having a louder voice, a stronger military, an unsinkable Titanic, a more sophisticated technology, or an enduring democracy. Yet, throughout the centuries, time has shown that those things which we think are strong may someday crumble beneath us. Throughout the centuries, there have always been devastating earthquakes, floods, eruptions, fires, and hurricanes. There have been dreadful portents in every age. So it is that we too experience. While so far Oregon has been spared the worst of devastating wildfires experienced in California and Washington, we are now keenly aware that whole neighborhoods and communities can be quickly and completely destroyed by wind and fire. From the experiences of those in the Caribbean, Gulf states, and Eastern Seaboard, we know that destruction by wind and water is wreaked by super strong hurricanes and overwhelming storm surges. Destruction can also come by random terror from unsuspecting fellow students with access to a deadly weapon which should not be in their possession, but is. For those who find themselves in a misunderstood minority, feared, despised, or hated just for being who they are, destruction may come by ignorance, irrational prejudice, and emboldened bullying. In the midst of the failures, destruction, and dreadful portents of his day, Jesus says four things that were true then and are true now. First, do not let your fear drive you to be led astray and follow false saviors who promise more than they can deliver. Second, do not be terrified. Third, do not craft your own defense, but allow me, Jesus, to give you words and wisdom that can't be contradicted. And fourth, by your endurance, you will gain your life, yourself, your utmost being, that which no one can take from you. While all these things may be true, they are certainly easier said than done. In fact, the only way we can do them is not to be strong, but to be wholly strong. We are wholly strong when we remember that in holy baptism, we died to our own strength in order to be raised by God's strength and power working in us. Unlike in our physical lives, which put us on a trajectory from birth to life moving toward death, in our baptism, we are put on a spiritual trajectory moving us from death to life. Yes, it is true. In our baptisms, we move spiritually from death to life. Or, as St. Paul says it in his letter to the Corinthians, we are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be made visible in our bodies. Not only our individual bodies, but the body of the church. So we do not lose heart. Even though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed day by day, because we look not at what can be seen, but at what cannot be seen. For what can be seen is temporary, but what cannot be seen is eternal. This, beloved people of God, is what it means to be wholly strong. We are wholly strong because God makes us holy, and God transforms our weakness to strength. For again, as St. Paul says it, God's foolishness is wiser than human, is stronger than human strength. So, when we are weak is actually when we are at the point of being wholly strong, thanks to the grace and wisdom of God. Amen.